In animation, Christmas decorations fill a town.
Ah, don't you just love it? The smell of cocoa and candy canes swirling in the snowy air. It's almost Christmas, the best time of year. The time when every child's Christmas wish is about to come true. Even his. That's Theo. He's new in town.
Theo walks home.
Hey! Hey, over here!
Oh, hi!
Hey! Awesome!
Huh?
Wait, you know what? We should build another snowman. They could be best friends!
Whoa, that's a great idea!
As the other two boys play, Theo pulls his hat over his face and continues on. He arrives home. Looking sad, he enters his bedroom full of moving boxes. Theo sits on his window bench and gazes outside. He spots the other two boys playing in the house across the street. Theo lifts a ventriloquist dummy with blue hair.
We can have our own sleepover. Right, Frankie?
Sure! We'll stay up late like best friends and stare at each other. Because my eyes don't shut. You get it? These are the jokes.
Theo sets Frankie down, then spots a shooting star in the sky. He opens the window and gazes at it. Theo shuts his eyes.
I wish.
Look, that's me. Up there, the star Theo's wishing on.
A little reindeer crashes into Theo's room.
My name is Blizzard, but my friends call me Blizz. And this is the story of how Theo and I tried to save Christmas. After I, kind of, sort of, maybe made a total mess of things to begin with. Let's rewind back to yesterday. Back to where it all started. My home. The jolliest place on Earth.
At the North Pole, our view soars over a festive town. A title appears, Reindeer in Here. The clock tower shows a countdown to Christmas.
Pardon me, watch out! Move it or lose it! Coming through!
Liz runs past elves. A snow girl follows him.
Come on, Candy, shake your flakes!
Candy trips.
I'm coming, Liz!
Liz spots a large present up ahead.
We have liftoff in 3, 2, 1!
Liz takes flight.
And he's airborne! Oh, gosh!
Take cover, people!
Elsewhere, other reindeer perform a drill. Liz crashes down.
Excuse me, Donner. I'm in a big rush. Huge fan, by the way. Okay, goodbye.
Liz dashes off and Donner blows his whistle. A pink reindeer spots Liz running.
Good luck with the big presentation, Liz! Make us reindeers proud!
Thanks, guys!
I can't believe we're skipping out on work for your appointment with the big man himself.
It'll be fine, Candy. Today's the day Santa Claus will finally know my name.
Inside a big building shaped like a present, an elf in a train car drops letters into mail slots. Liz and Candy enter and look around in awe. They approach a polar bear at a front desk.
Hi, I'm Blizzard, checking in for my 2 o'clock.
Oh, okay, here we go. There you are. Wait a minute. Blizzard the reindeer? Aren't you the one that crashed into the toy factory and caused that Cabbage Patch Kid shortage years ago?
Blizz was born with aeronautical imbalance syndrome. His mismatched antlers, you see them? They cause him to crash.
A lot.
Okay, Candy. We're oversharing a little bit there. Thank you. Now, about our meeting with the big man.
Sorry, no can do. Santa stuck working the snow globe tower tonight. A ton of wishes just came in. So you're out of luck, my man.
No, totally. I get it. Wishes are more important than my little presentation. That I've been working on for 6 years, 3 months, 2 days, not counting.
Hold on, a gift wrap minute here.
An elf approaches.
Smiley gumdrops! You're Santa's head of holiday operations.
The big ho-ho himself!
That's right, I've been Santa's second in command for 500 years. We haven't canceled an appointment yet. So, come on!
The bear looks annoyed as they follow Smiley.
I mean, why am I even here?
It is always hectic around here, the week before Christmas.
Whoa!
They enter Smiley's large office.
Whoa!
Is that the original sketch for your most famous creation, Santa's snow globe? Is it true that it can hear children's wishes from all around the world?
Indeed. And it stores all the wishes inside. Well, you know, it's the invention that landed me the job as Santa's ho-ho. Oh, sometimes I miss those early days. Imagining all the fun ways to help Santa make Christmas even better.
Yeah! Bliss wants to be an inventor, just like you used to be. And he has a vision board with pics of you and Santa and one of you, but his own head is pasted on yours. It's really, really funny. You guys... Oh.
Bliss frowns.
Sorry, oversharing. I hear it.
No one loves Christmas more than me. I just want one big idea that'll change Christmas forever.
I'll let you in on something I discovered after 500 years in this job as ho-ho. Santa is not always a big fan of change. But I'm always looking to prove him wrong, so hit me with your best shot.
Yes! Please, Daddy Dad, let's do this.
Liz presents...
The Portable Christmas Tree. Now you can take Christmas with you anywhere you go.
The tree grows and breaks through the roof of the building.
Goodness, this is a lot of tree. I don't think this is the one. I don't think it's going to work out. Oh, but please, keep trying.
I actually thought that went well.
Candy and Bliss fall off the giant tree and land in the snow.
Bliss! Candy! You blew off work today to make an even bigger mess? You're both pulling double shifts till Valentine's Day, starting now!
Later, they clean up the mess. The pink reindeer approaches with others.
Hey, guys! Sorry about the double duty. We got you something?
Yeah, it was supposed to say congrats before we heard what happened.
What? I was stress eating!
Bliss, you know we love you, but your inventions never seem to turn out exactly how you want them to. Maybe it's time to take a break?
One day, I'll show Santa what I can really do.
In Snow Globe Tower, our view floats into a glowing pink snow globe. Santa arrives.
How many wishes in the globe today, Smiley?
Smiley checks the scroll.
473 million and counting, Santa. But you know...
Isn't that just great?
Yes, it is. But actually, you know what? I'm a little concerned about how are you going to handle so...
Yes, sir. Thanks to you, this snow globe allows me to fulfill the special wishes that each child will remember forever.
Oh, yeah. It's a true Christmas miracle. But do you think you can keep up with this growing demand forever?
Oh, geez. You're right, Smiley. I can't keep doing any of this.
Santa grins.
Without a candy cane burrito? Dinner's on me, Smiley. Oh, cheer up. I got you again. Let's go.
Outside, Bliss watches young reindeer fly in formation.
I just know I have more to offer than picking up trash. I wish I could make my mark on Christmas.
Candy joins him.
Too bad the snow globe only hears kids' wishes. If yours was in it, Santa would have to grant it.
Candy, that's it! You're a genius!
Oh, yay!
I will sneak in and find a way to put my wish inside the snow globe. Oh, I love this plan.
Plan?
Disguised, they enter the snow globe tower.
It is I, Santa Claus, the real Santa. Who is me? I'm Santa!
Yes, the really real Santa Claus is with me, Smiley, just like any normal day.
Evening, Bob.
Evening, Smiley, Santa.
A mouse security guard reads a book as they walk by. The friends hurry to a fireplace up ahead.
Santa's old mitten you bought on Elf Bay last year?
Oh, that's cool, Bliss.
Welcome, Santa Claus.
We're in.
The fireplace becomes an elevator. Someone sneaks by.
Hold up. Did you just hear some ominous music?
Nope.
Candy presses a button. The elevator zooms upward. They fall off the ceiling as it stops.
Oh!
Well, that decked my halls.
They approach the snow globe.
There it is. The wishiest wish collector that ever was.
Blizz inspects it.
Now, how do I do this? Hello? Hi, Blizz here. I'd like to make a wish, please.
Candy shrugs.
I wish that Santa would.
Give it to me.
Jeez, Candy, wait your turn. And what's happened to your voice?
I'll take that.
A cloaked figure steals the globe and flees.
Who the Scrooge is that?
No, bring that snow globe back.
Globe secured.
Liz leaps out of the tower and grabs onto the thief's high-tech sleigh. Candy jumps out. She grabs onto Blitz, who loses his grip. They fly after the sleigh and land in the back. The thief presses a button and a snowflake-shaped hole opens in the North Pole's force field. The rocket sleigh escapes through the opening. Blizz and Candy hold on.
It's now or never!
I vote for never!
Blizz climbs to the front of the sleigh.
Beginning descent.
The figure spots him.
You?
The figure grabs the globe.
Give it back!
No!
The globe!
The globe goes flying and Blizz soars after it.
I should have thought this through!
She bumps into Blizz.
Got it! Had it!
Blizz lands on the roof of a house. Tangled in Christmas lights, he launches high into the air. From his window, Theo gazes at the sky.
I wish...
Blizz crashes into Theo's room. Tangled in the glowing lights, the little reindeer gazes at the boy. Elsewhere, the cloaked figure looks around.
We need to find the snow globe before that little reindeer ruins all of our plans.
Theo stares wide-eyed at Blizz.
Sorry. Just passing through.
What? You can talk?
And sing! But that can wait. I'm on a top-secret mission. Someone stole Santa's snow globe!
Santa? As in Santa Claus? Okay, easy, Theo. You're hallucinating. You hit your head. Brain's hemorrhaging. If this was really happening, Mom and Dad would have heard the crash and come running in already.
Yeah! High score!
This big-hooded guy stole Santa's snow globe. Then I tried to get it back. Then it fell out of the rocket sleigh. Then it landed somewhere in your town, and now I need to find it.
I would love to help, but my family just moved here a month ago. Maybe you could ask someone else, like a firefighter?
Only kids can hear me. Come on, that's North Pole Magic 101. Besides, right now, I only know two people in this town. You and... Wait, where's Candy?
They look outside.
Hello! Nice to meet you! I'll be right up!
I'm getting dizzy again. Can't you both just fly back to Santa for help?
You saw how Blizz flies. We won't get halfway to the Easter Bunny's hole without breaking our neck.
Candy puts herself back together.
Ta-da!
Also, it kinda, maybe, might be my fault the snow globe was stolen. Oh, I'm in deep cocoa. Christmas, the one thing I love the most in this world, might not happen because of me. So pretty pleased with gumdrops on top. Can you help me fix this?
Once we get the snow globe back, Santa would be so grateful. I'm sure he'd give you anything you want as a reward.
You really think so?
Theo looks at the other boys.
Anything?
You name it. Toys, video games, whatever you wish for.
The boss.
Okay, I'm in.
Joy to the world! But first, we need to get some materials. I bet we can find that snow globe before anyone even realizes it's gone.
At the North Pole.
Come on, please. Santa and I need you to remain jolly. And you! Definitely no reason to hoard the candy canes.
We have our top investigators on the job. These are professionals. I have complete confidence in their ability to handle this.
An elf accidentally takes a photo of himself.
Did you find anything yet?
We usually investigate cases like who used all the wrapping paper or who's my secret Santa. This one's complicated.
All right, watch your backs. Coming through. Sir, look what I found by the crime scene.
Wowee! Our first clue! Ever!
They find Blizz's ID.
Blizzard!
At the North Pole.
Case is cracked, everyone. Blizzard stole the snow globe.
No, not Blizz.
It couldn't be.
One of Blizz's friends eats a donut.
Oh, sorry.
At Theo's house.
Come on, this way. And please be quiet.
I don't know where your phone is.
Oh, no.
You want me to call it?
His parents emerge.
Do I need a coat? Is it cold out?
Oh. Theodore, what is that?
Blizz wears big socks over his antlers.
Aw, he's adorable.
Theo, what's going on here? Did you take in a stray?
These cutie dumpkins is part of the human.
Theo looks relieved. His parents drive away.
Hey, look, Theo made a snow girl. That dog's already having a good influence.
That should go there.
What exactly are you building?
Just a little something to help find the snow globe. But I need more tinsel.
Yep, on it.
Whoa!
Blizz What's finds this? Frankie.
It's nothing. Well, kinda looks like a puppet. Can I see it?
I guess so. This is Frankie. I taught myself ventriloquism. I'm alone. A lot.
Why are you alone? A lot.
Because of my mom's job. We've lived in 6 towns in 7 years. It's hard to make friends when you're always a new kid. Sometimes, I just feel like I'm invisible.
He makes Frankie talk.
You feel like you're invisible? That bland sweater is like suburban camouflage. These are the jokes, folks.
I know I'm weird. Just don't tell anyone.
Weird? That was so cool. Weird is just another word for different. And different is normal. It isn't something to hide. I mean, look at me.
They smile. Candy returns with a box.
The garage was a gold mine.
Hey, look who it is, a talking snow cone.
Whoa! A talking... whatever you are.
Name's Frankie. And is your name Melty, or is that just what you do?
Behold, the most monumental invention these hoos have ever built. The Yule Detector. Santa's snow globe emits massive levels of Yuletide cheer, and this will help us locate it.
Cool! Or should I say, Yule?
Good luck wearing that in public.
Me? Why do you think we need you?
Oh, snap!
I told you, I just want to blend in.
Ah, stop. Now come on, we've got a snow globe to find.
Bye, good luck!
In town, Theo wears the bulky Yule detector on his back. He walks Blizz like a dog. People stare. Two boys spot him.
Nice whack pack! Is that a weirdo detector?
Theo runs away. The cloaked figure spots him and Blizz. Using the detector, the pair searches around town. Theo bumps into a large lamppost. They search a trash can, then a man's backpack.
Getting closer. Any minute now.
Time passes.
Any day now.
Outside Theo's house, a dog lifts its leg on Candy.
Don't even think about it.
The dog runs off, pulling its owner.
Milk and cookies to little drummer boy.
Now just 3 days till Christmas. Any luck?
Not yet. Just taking a short rest.
Cool.
In town, Blizz licks Theo.
What? I have to blend in and act like all the other regular dogs. Oh, I saw that. I gotta laugh. Admit it. We're having fun.
Oh, no. Hide.
They hide as the girl walks by.
Her name is Isla. She's the smartest kid in school, and funny, and she collects bugs, and...
You like her.
What?
No, I never said that.
Gotcha! Hey, what's that on your back?
Hunting Christmas ghosts?
Let's get him!
Run for cover! Predator attack!
Running from the bullies, Theo slips on ice. He crashes into Isla.
Oh my goodness, I'm so sorry. I was chased by this group of like 10 mega huge guys, and they were coming after me.
Neat backpack. You really have the Christmas spirit, huh? Oh, that's my mom. Gotta go.
Isla runs to a car.
How'd it go? You put a ring on it? But we haven't saved Christmas yet.
In the North Pole.
Walrus Cronkite with breaking news. It's only 3 days until Christmas, and the snow globe is still missing.
I can't watch this. My anxiety is spiking through the roof. It's making my fur fall out. Look at this.
Hey, let's focus here. Blizz and Pandy need us. We have to find out what really happened.
Let's do it. Let's order a pizza.
Oh, sorry. I zoned out for a bit. What were you guys talking about?
Reindeer in Here will continue. This is CBS.
Blizz follows Theo.
Leave me alone. Because of you, I'm now a target for bullies, and Isla thinks I'm a lunatic.
I'm sorry. This week has been a stocking full of coal for me, too. But hey, whenever I feel down, I like to get a change of view. Whoa!
He scoops the iguana's back and takes flight.
I thought you were a terrible flyer.
Compared to Comet and Cupid, yes. Compared to you, I'm amazing.
They fly over the neighborhood.
Whoa! This is actually... Okay, yeah. This is incredible.
Blizz drops out from under him. Theo lands on his back and they crash land into snow. Blizz stands up and a snowball hits him. Blizz hurls many snowballs back at Theo.
There's a reason I'm named Blizzard!
Oh, I got you!
The friends both hit each other with giant snowballs. They gaze at the cloudy sky.
You know, the night you crashed through my window, I actually thought you were a shooting star at first. I was about to make a Christmas wish.
Oh, can I guess what you were wishing for? I love this game. Yeah, a junior inventor's kit. No. A new bike. Am I warm?
Nope. Got a bike last Christmas, which was great, but less fun when you have no one to ride it with.
Oh, you were wishing for something elves can't build. A friend. Come on. I get it. A new school every year? New people to meet? I don't even know how you do it.
It's fine, really. I like my alone time. It lets me practice.
Theo makes a snowball with a face on it.
I'm Candy, Blizz's bestest friend.
What? Oh my... You're a wizard. You sound just like her. You should show people your talent.
Nope. No way. I don't need everyone knowing I'm a weirdo.
Aw, stop. My inventions make me look like a weirdo at the North Pole. But I know one day, one of my ideas will change Christmas. Don't hide what makes you unique. The detector!
It lights up and spins.
Merriment is spiking. Jolliness levels in the red. We must be close.
They spot the globe.
Look, there it is.
The figure grabs it.
I'll take that.
I'm guessing that's the bad guy.
Well, you guessed right.
Thank you for leading me to it again.
He flees.
We gotta catch him.
How? If you think I'm flying on your back again.
Nope. I've got a better idea.
This is not a better idea. Over there.
Hang on!
Flying on the back of a giant inflatable Santa, they pick up Candy.
Candy! You okay back there?
They chase the figure into a forest.
We got him! We don't got him.
The Santa loses air and they fly between the trees. They crash into the forest.
By the authority of the North Pole, I command you to stop!
The figure flees.
Yeah, I didn't think that'd work.
Candy bumps into Theo and Blizz, and they all slide down a steep snow-covered hill. Candy crashes into a cloaking device force field. A frozen lake lies beyond.
A cloaking device? I've only seen one of those at
the North Pole!
At the North Pole.
This whole thing's giving me an ulcer the size of a Christmas goose!
Tell me more about this Christmas goose.
Christmas Eve is tomorrow and we still got nothing!
Or do we? Meet Schnickelfritz!
Pinky ushers a reindeer to her friends.
I work at the fruitcake factory. You're right across from the Snow Globe Tower. I was filming a baking tutorial for my YouTube channel when I caught this.
It shows the cloak figure.
We need to show this to Smiley. It could save Blizz
and Christmas.
At the cloaking device.
Oh, tomorrow's Christmas Eve. We're running out of time.
Theo smiles as he pokes the force field.
There must be a way past this cloaking device we haven't thought of yet. Come on, we need to use our brains.
Candy holds a bug.
Or maybe we need someone else's brains. And who has the biggest brain, you know?
Blizz grins at Theo.
Oh, no. No way. Not Isla.
But you said it yourself. She's the smartest girl in school.
Ooh, she sounds nice.
I said no way. And that's final.
Isla opens her front door.
Wow. Hi, Isla. What a coincidence, seeing you here.
At my home.
Hi there, I'm a talking reindeer. Yes, it's cool and magical. We can go over all this later. But what Theo's trying to say is, we're on a mission from the North Pole, and we need your help!
Hi! Theo says you're smart and pretty and smell good a long list of other things, too. I forgot.
Isla looks stunned.
Great. You two melted her mind.
In Isla's room.
Honey, guys... Cloaking devices?
Hold up. Oh my gosh. Are you the same Isla Williamson who asked Santa to bring you mealworms last Christmas?
It's a pleasure meeting you.
It's a pleasure. It's a pleasure.
You're a celebrity at the North Pole. No other kids ever asked for bugs as a stocking stuffer.
Theo looks at her bedroom.
This is all so... so...
Don't say weird. I just happen to love bugs. They're nature's marvels.
I was gonna say it's... awesome. Besides, what's wrong with weird?
They share a smile.
Okay, look, Isla, you've lived here all your life. Any idea what might be hidden behind that cloaking device?
Not a frozen lake. That area was the site of the old McReady toy factory. It shut down years ago. Good news is, I may know another way past the cloaking device. My mom's the town director of public works.
Cool.
She uses a computer.
See? These drainage tunnels go under the town and the old toy factory.
So we don't have to go through the force field. We can go under it.
We? Yeah, no. We never said I'm going.
But Christmas Eve is tomorrow. You can't say no to Christmas.
We'll put in a good word to Santa. He'll get you all the maggots you want.
Isla looks thoughtful. Later, the group walks through a tunnel under the town. Isla shines a flashlight.
I can't believe I'm doing this. Who are you supposed to be?
You can call me Frozen Justice!
Hopping around, Candy wears a cape and holds a shield. Theo and Isla share a look, then smile. They come to a ceiling hatch.
If my calculations are correct, that hatch will lead right up into the old toy factory.
Okay, but how do we get to the ladder?
Well, you're a reindeer. Can't you fly up there?
Yeah, I can totally fly up there.
Blizz backs up, then takes flight and flies around wildly. He grabs the ladder.
See? Easy as Christmas.
The ladder drops as he flattens Candy.
Teamwork!
They climb through the hatch into the old toy factory. Robots fly around.
Roast my chestnuts on an open fire.
Robots?
More like ornament bots.
Looks like the abandoned toy factory is back in business.
On a conveyor belt, a metal stamp pounds on stuffed toys. Rocking horse toys fall into a machine and emerge incorrectly assembled. The robot drones push around carts full of shabby-looking presents. Liz spots an office overlooking the factory floor.
The snow globe must be up there.
Jingle, jangle, it's hot in here.
The figure opens her cloak, revealing three elves operating a machine.
I could really go for a pint of eggnog right about now. Who's buying? Got it?
Hey, I bought lemon.
Just when I thought this couldn't get any crazier.
Tis the season.
At the North Pole, Pinky enters Smiley's office.
Smiley? Oh, where is he? We have proof that Blizz is innocent!
The polar bear knocks over blueprints.
Does anyone want this donut? Wait a minute. Hey, why does Smiley have a drawing of the Hooded Man's rocket sled?
What? No!
No, no, no. It's not nice to peek under the tree before Christmas.
A machine traps the three friends in ribbon.
Smiley? You're behind all of this?
Once you see what I've planned, Santa is going to thank me for this.
Smiley hits a button on a remote.
You all will.
He hops out of the window into the rocket sleigh and soars away.
Oh, man!
Smiley walks through the old factory.
How are my bots doing building all those wonderful toys?
An elf falls off a misshapen bicycle.
My bots just need a little fine-tuning, you know. Giddy up, my jingle elves! Pick up your feet!
Smiley is behind all this? This makes no sense.
Oh, now what are we gonna do?
Blizz looks at the bots guarding the office.
Don't worry. I have a plan. When the next bot rolls by, we pounce on it. Then we'll reset its programming. We'll send our new champion back in there with me riding shotgun.
Blizz sneaks up to the office and grabs the globe.
Meanwhile, you guys find Smiley's sleigh and swoop down to get me.
The fantasy ends as they stand in the factory.
How are we supposed to know how to reprogram a robot? Or fly a sleigh? Watch and learn!
Blizz leaps into a bot and bounces off. More bots surround him and the other three friends.
Now that unraveled in record time.
In the office, the friends stand in a cage.
You're Santa's ho-ho. Why would you do this? Why would you take the snow globe?
Because I needed the children's wishes. That snow globe was the last of my inventions that Santa ever used. He's stuck in his old ways.
So now you want to ruin Christmas?
No, I'm just borrowing Christmas. I'm going to give it back next year. After Santa sees how much easier it can all be. I'm doing it for him.
But Christmas is wonderful just the way it is.
Well, for now. But the world's population keeps growing. What if the elves couldn't make enough toys? What if Santa gets too fat and he couldn't fit down every chimney? What if the snow globe runs out of space for wishes? I just couldn't take that chance.
Doing all this behind Santa's back doesn't sound like you're helping.
The ho-ho retires after his 500th Christmas. This one is my last. So it's my last chance to prove to Santa that there is a better way. Come on, you're an inventor, Blizz. You get it? There's always a better way.
But you should have run it by Santa first. You need to trust him. There's still time to make it right. Please don't do this.
Outside, Smiley carries the globe to the rocket sleigh.
Santa will thank us, right?
Yeah, forget all that time Santa wastes climbing down chimneys. Now, your present cannon will blast toys down them instead.
Smiley stashes the globe in a compartment. The friends remain in the cage.
Liz, what's our plan? My plan? I'm out of plans.
I'm just sorry for getting you into this. I used to think I could do something special, make a difference. But the truth is, Smiley's right. I'm no better than him. I'm a reindeer who can't fly straight. I have terrible ideas, and I just helped ruin Christmas.
Blizz, please. We can still fix this.
No, we can't. I'm a failure. Always have been. Always will be.
Ahem. Autobots! Free the prisoners immediately!
The bots comply.
Huh. Now, go make me a fruitcake!
Theo turns to the others.
Oh my! You had at least one good idea, telling me not to hide my talents.
Didn't know you had it in you, new kid. That was pretty.
Please don't say weird.
I was gonna say awesome! Besides, what's wrong with weird?
Outside, Theo calls to the elf helpers.
Ahem. Elves! The toilets are clogged. Go plunge them.
Oh, gross! Oh, way to ruin Christmas Eve!
As the elves head off, Liz hops onto the sleigh and spots the compartment.
Different is good, right?
He uses his stubby antler to open it.
Yay! I always knew that antler would come in handy one day.
Bots approach.
You two need to shut down the cloaking device's force field before we can fly out. Theo and I will hold these things off.
Isla and Candy hurry off. Carrying the globe, Theo runs inside with Blizz. Theo secures the doors and the bots pound on them.
Why are you three plunging toilets?
Because you told us to.
Oh, holy plum pudding. Hey, how did you two get free?
Uh-oh, it's right.
The elves jump onto them. Outside, Isla spots something.
Look, that must control the force field.
On top of the control booth, a bright magical beam shoots upward. The bots chase Candy and Isla. Two bots hold fruitcakes.
Fruitcake?
Isla and Candy enter the booth and block the door. Inside the factory, Smiley holds the globe.
Smiley, please. Toys are a disaster. You'll never be able to fix them in time. Do you really want children waking up to see all their Christmas dreams ruined?
Smiley hesitates.
Listen to the voices. You have a good heart. I know you want to make Christmas better, but this isn't the way to do it. This can't be the Christmas you imagined.
Smiley turns back to Blizz and Theo.
I just wanted to help. To leave Christmas in good hands. Oh, I'm a fool. Santa will never forgive me.
Yes, he will. He's Santa.
Smiley walks over and offers the globe to them.
Thank you, Smiley.
Yay!
The bots break inside.
Warner bots are programmed to protect the snow globe at all costs. Even I can't override them.
Blizz scoops Theo onto his back and takes flight. Bots chase them out of the factory.
I really hope Isla and Candy got the force field open.
Smiley launches presents at the bots.
Good luck, you two!
In the booth, Isla and Candy struggle to hold the door.
I think these bots operate on a meta-heuristic intelligence, just like the Formicent termite.
Isla, I know I'm a talking snow girl, but I have no idea what that means.
Big beeping once sends commands. Knock it out and they all go down.
Got it!
Candy climbs to the roof.
It's frozen justice time!
She hurls her shield. It bashes the big bot's antenna and the bots fall over. The two bots chasing Blizz and Theo drop to the ground.
All right! Isla and Candy haven't shut the force field down yet.
It's never too late for a Christmas miracle.
In the booth.
Oh boy.
It's now or never, Isla!
A bug crawls on a button.
Bugs! They're nature's marvels!
She hits the button and a hole opens in the force field. Theo and Blizz escape.
Yay! We did it! Now... I wish we knew how to get this thing back to the North Pole in time.
Theo! Oh, it looks like your wish is about to come true!
They fly super fast. Candy and Isla watch from below.
He'll come back for me. Yeah. Right?
At the North Pole.
Tomorrow is Christmas, and it pains me to say it, But without the snow globe, we just don't know all of the children's wishes. I'm sorry. Christmas is canceled.
Whoa, Santa, what's that?
Theo and Blizz streak through the sky with a purple glow. They crash land in front of Santa.
Still trying to stick the landing.
Oh, Blizzard.
You know my name.
Of course. I've always known it. But what I don't know is why you took the snow globe.
He didn't do it! Smiley! Had us tied up. Smiley is the one that took the globe.
Smiley? That can't be true.
It is. But he only took it to make Christmas easier for you.
But he realized what he was doing was wrong. So he gave it to us, and we brought it back.
I always knew you were innocent.
Oh, thank you, Blizzard and Theodore.
I hope we're not too late.
It's still Christmas Eve, and every child's wish is almost ready to be delivered.
Well, not every child's wish. Theo didn't finish making his yet.
That's okay, Blizz. I already got my wish. I made a new friend.
Looks like Christmas is back on, everyone.
The elves load Santa's sleigh.
Okay, Theodore. Time to head home.
Blizz looks sad as Theo goes to the sleigh.
Wait, Blizz, you're coming with me, right?
I can't. My place is here.
But this can't be goodbye.
Oh.
Theo hugs him.
It'll be okay. Just keep being you, and I'll be here, rooting for you every step of the way.
Interesting. Looks like there's room for one more up here.
They both climb in.
You think I'd separate two best friends on a night like tonight? Besides, we have your future to discuss, Blizzard.
So that's the story of how I almost ruined Christmas.
The sleigh takes flight.
And ended up with a new friend instead.
11 months later.
Santa knew that Smiley and his crew were sorry. And discovered that his new inventions were actually pretty helpful. He even gave Smiley a new job, where he could finally put his amazing inventions to work.
An elf launches a burrito to Santa.
Candy-licious!
Turns out, I did have a great idea. One that changed Christmas forever. So, there's a reindeer in here, and a reindeer in here. After the snow globe was stolen, and nearly lost, I realized Santa needed a better, more personal way to learn each child's Christmas wish. Each child is unique, just like every one of us. The thing that makes each of us different is also the thing that makes us amazing. A boy named Theo reminded me of that.
With Theo.
So then, I say to them, go bake me a fruitcake! You believe it? Hey-o! These are the jokes, folks.
Isla and the other kids watch Theo perform with Frankie. Liz flies down and Theo spots him. The little reindeer lands on his feet.
Oh, I stuck the landing!
Liz, what are you doing here?
We're all here. Each reindeer has been sent out to be a new Christmas friend to each child. We'll spend time with them, find out what makes them unique, and learn what their true holiday wishes are, so that when Santa finally arrives, he can give each of them the best Christmas ever!
You mean I get to spend every December with you? Awesome! We've got so much to catch up on. I have a ton of new friends. Isla and I are kind of a thing. And hey, my parents said we're going to stay here for a long time.
That's great news! Oh, best friends together again!
Theo rides Blizz.
Blizz, look out!
He avoids a tower.
Okay, yep. Still not great at flying. But working on it!
The friends grin as they fly.